gospel. An empty gospel. I say, Lord, you have a real sense of humor because you give me these titles. I think that you do it to entice us to you, or to you come to get closer to you. But what happens is that today we have a variety of messages out there that is not the gospel of Christ. An empty gospel can be a partial gospel, but that doesn't really convey what the message of the scripture has written us in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Under But the Lord is so good.
Yes.
That my habit is what we need to know is the genuine article. We need to know the true gospel of Christ. But then that's when we can just really be aware that there's empty gospel. Oh, it's my call of my caller. I can speak without the electronics. Is that okay? This is not white noise or static on the radio, okay? See? So look, what I'm gonna do is, oh, you're gonna change that device. Like that little girl that went to the Sunday. She gets so excited back from the Sunday. And daddy asked, oh, baby, what made you so excited? I said, well, I learned something today, Dad. God created man from the dust of the earth and he breathed his spirit into him. And the man became a living soul. But God saw that I had.
Well, right now she's trying to work on it.
Oh, I do.
So all of a sudden, you know, when he's telling that to the young girl, finding out why she was so excited, and she said that God created man from the dust of the earth and all that stuff.
Righteous.
But surprised at that was that he said that because man was not convenient to be alone,
right.
God created woman, but what he did, he put a deep sleep on man, took the brains out, and create woman. You know, so now, you know, I know the help I can get. You know what I'm saying? But the thing of the empty gospel is that many have gone away from the message of scripture. You know, not a creation of man. God is not a creation of man. God created man. Is that correct? Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7. I'm going to need in this case a man with a strong voice like a preacher here.
Okay.
So he can just read that portion of scripture for me. Isaiah 52, verse 7.
It's from the NACAT International Version. Isaiah 52, going down to verse number 7. Now beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, to say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes, burst into songs of joy together. The ruins of Jerusalem, the Lord has covered it as people. He has redeemed Jerusalem.
Okay, get started by understanding that the word gospel, the English language, comes from the Anglo-Saxon root of the word of God, spelled. God meaning good, and spell meaning tellings or news. That's where the word in Latin is evangelion. Evangelion. That's where the word evangelical comes from. Evangelion is the, if you see, it's a word that you can divide. Evan and then it's the angels or messengers. In the Greek is evangelion. Okay? So what happens is that the gospel is what Richard just read. It's the tidings of good news of what God is doing concerning His plan of salvation for humanity. But today there's an empty gospel preached around. You can hardly hear about Jesus Christ in those gospels. You can hardly hear about how this came to happen. In the Protestant world, you know, Protestantism, you know, the church are amillennial. They are not waiting for Jesus Christ to ever come back. Nevertheless, He set up His kingdom in Jerusalem for 1,000 years, you know, because we've been waiting for too long. Is that right? The thing that says why is this advent of Christ taking so long? Many are growing weary. I believe and receive Christ as my Lord and Savior in 1973. And the coming of the Lord is closer than when I believe. Amen. And it happens that it's for 2,000 years. The message is not going to change because all of a sudden I'm growing weary. Oh, how I have it so hard. I didn't have ice cream this last Friday. And that's what we need to do. Hold on. You know, what are we talking about? We're living in America. We have it so easy here that we don't know what hard is. Yeah. The only hardship that we have in America is with our own selves, because we have not denied ourselves. We are not really just resisting evil, and it happens that it's taking control over the life of one that has to be light in the midst of darkness. You know, Christianity is more than just religion. Christianity is getting in a deep relationship with the Lord Christ. Because this is the only message that I believe. The gospels in and out of prosperity, you know, if you're not prosperous, it might mean that something is wrong in your life. I like what it says here. God is with me. Because that's what we want to be, where God is. Not where God is not. In these gospels that are empty, not only Christ is not mentioned, but also sin is not mentioned. In this kind of accommodation gospel of making me feel good, what is being presented is a kind of a morphine Jesus. God is going to make me feel good. But I want to feel good about myself doing wrong. I cannot feel good doing wrong because now Christ lives in me, for therefore the nature of God is in me, so I'm going to just not feel good when I'm doing wrong. See what I'm bringing? Yeah. Up to the scene? Yeah. There's a lot of people that they want to feel good about themselves. You know why I feel good? Because I know that I'm saved without a doubt because of what Christ did in the cross of Calvary. Can you read that for me?
Yes.
good in the verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices.
The reason I read it the second time, and we might read it the third time, is because what is the proclamation? Proclamation of salvation and peace. Is that right? How is that we have peace with God? Can anybody tell me?
That's right. The good news associated with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's through Christ that we have peace. Is that right? Because the wrath of God was laid on him when he was in the cross of Calvary. That's the reason I have peace with God. The ministry of reconciliation doesn't depend on me trying to come back to God. Because the Bible says that it's not of the one that runs, of the one that wants, but of God who has mercy on us. You see what I'm saying? The cross is what it makes a difference. The empty gospel or the partial gospel doesn't include the whole counsel of Scripture. It just goes to certain parts. Let me pick and choose. Remember that I say that that pick and choose thing that pick and choose, you know? Not that little Japanese thing, you know. But really, the thing that just matters is that we go and we try to bring a message, and the message that I'm going to bring to you, I'm just going to go and put my concept, and then I'm going to find scripture. It doesn't work that way. Are you listening? It doesn't work that way. No. We have to read the counsel of the scripture and bring the message according to what God is saying, not of what I understand. Because what I can understand, I'm just being short of understanding. Is that right? Because, you know, in some cases, you know, when I was an atheist, atheists think that they know everything. Yeah. That's a funny thing. I was so ignorant that, you know, I did not see behind my eyes the grace of God. But you come and ask an atheist that knows everything, you know, because according to them, they know everything. I would just ask them a question. And I know that probably some of us that have notoriety, that we're known, there's people that are famous. We can know all those people. And I ask an atheist, you know, Oprah Winfrey. And they say, oh, yeah, I know Oprah Winfrey. I know Oprah, you know, because she's famous. Is that right? But then I ask, that's the equivalent. Do you know Raphael Arms? But he didn't know anything. Because it happened that I exist. You know, the fool saying he's hard, that there is no God. Why? Because they don't know it. Not even because God doesn't exist, it's that they don't know it. Like, that person might not know me, but it might know Oprah Winfrey. Today, in the media, all sorts of programs, TV, movies, etc., there's been an approach to that empty gospel. The gospel that doesn't hold the truth of the message of God. See, the good tidings that Richard was speaking of, he was reading, it happens that he's saying that God is going to reign where? In Zion, is that right?
Yes,
where is Zion? Okay, but where is Zion? Jerusalem, is that right? Hold on, there's people that they say that God is not going to come back to Jerusalem, but the Word of God says something else. I'm going to believe, you know, if I want to choose to believe someone, I'm going to believe God. Because I believe so many lies before I came to know God. One of the lies that I believed is that I thought that I was the last Coca-Cola in the desert. You know, I thought that I was so cool, you know. Man, I'm so smart. I mean, I'm so bright that people have to wear shades when they look at me. You know, that was what I thought. But I didn't know that I was in such a darkness first chapter of Galatians, verse 6, Paul admonishes the Galatians. He says, you know, I marvel that you have removed yourself to follow a different gospel than the one that we have preached. But even if it's an angel from heaven, or even us, then the apostle, in other words, even he points at himself, not with a different gospel than the one that you received, but the person be accursed. Not that there's any other gospel, but that there's some that try to trouble you. See, we want the world wants to change the message of Christ. There's a gospel of positive thinking. Our president went to one of those schools. And I'm not talking against him. I'm just talking just to let you know that we got to set our minds on doing things. Because there's faith ability, not the faith of God. Right? You know, when you put yourself in your heart to do something and you do the effort of it because you're determined to do it, you come. Happen because you could be able to do it. That's not a good time. God is not a good man. Not a thief or understand good ideas unless God reveals himself to me. And the only way that God do that is through the gospel. The full gospel of God. Not the empty gospel that I want to hear because I want somebody to tickle my ear and make me feel good about myself. Even that I know that I'm going down to hell because my behavior is not worthy of the one that has redeemed me. But if I have been redeemed by Christ, my life is transformed, and all of a sudden I'm a different person. If I was an adulterer, I'm an ex-adulterer. If I was an alcoholic, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm an ex-alcoholic. Don't keep yourself calling yourself a word. But look what God has made with your life. When they saw in David, a shepherd boy, God saw him. Isn't that great? How he transforms us and changes and moves us from the position that we are to the place that he wants us to be in Christ. Because without Christ, there's no God. Without Christ, it happens that he's just human philosophies, it's just human ideas. You know, there was a time in Christendom, specifically in another denomination, that the idea was let's get as many doctors to use as we can. Want to be a doctor in divinity, doctor in theology. I mean, doctors do whatever you want to say, and it happens that. It was their minds. I know more than you, Tom. Because I have a doctor. You know what the credential that the believer has to have? Is that he believes what Christ says. That's what I'm just talking about today. Your credential. It's not a degree in a university. It's not academia who makes a believer. It's Christ the one that transforms the life and makes a believer to be a true witness. There was a man that really had credentials, was Paul. He was going to be the successor of Gamaliel. He was the highest what? Rabbi. In the institute. I mean, he was a doctor in the law. Can you imagine that? No, it's not Paul. He had the encounter with the living Christ. First of all, he fell, and he was blind, because sometimes you have to be blind by the light. Yes. So we can recognize who he is. You know, because the light shines, but if it happens that you cover your eyes, you're not going to see the light. But sometimes the Lord in his mercy comes, and what he does, he comes out, boom, shine that light on us, so we can see for who he is, and that we can be transformed to follow him. And the first thing that Paul says, Master, he didn't call him Savior. What did he call him? Lord. And that's the point of the gospel. What you read, that he's going to raise his sign, speak of his King of Kings. See, 25-27% prophetic. You know that the Bible is the only book that really has prophecy in it? In case that you're reading Nostradamus was a basket of loose knots, okay? He was not a prophet. He was one of those false prophets that are going to come at the time of Jesus' return to where he comes, you know. One of the signs of the times, people are looking for wonders, you know. You want to see that? Good days, you know. And, I mean, very well, because we're so intelligent, you know. We're going to figure it out. 7 weeks for Daniel, and 7 weeks more, and then we start just doing all these calculations trying to find out at the moment that Jesus Christ is going to come. That's right. You didn't need a doctor degree for that, is that right? But he says, you know, if they only read the scriptures, they find out that nobody knows the time, the hour, or the day when the Lord is coming. Is that right? So the eagerness of Christ to lift up the church, it can happen at any time. You know what does that for the believer? We purify ourselves. We want to be, you know, we want to be in the spirit and now. We don't want to go popping like the rabbit, you know. You know, the message of today is so. Very hard for somebody to be lost. I read the scripture, and Jesus Christ, my Lord, said that broad is the highway that leads to destruction, and narrow that leads to eternal life. And only a few find that. Because when we're found by Christ and we receive the revelation of God, it happens that we understand, oh, I'm a sinner. Before I met Christ, oh, everybody does it. What's wrong with doing that? Oh, man. But like Brother James Stewart, Jewish man that said, you know, I'm telling you, to be a sinner because I have not killed anybody yet. And I have not robbed a bank. I mean, those are big things, you know. But what do you think? That white light that you see separates you from God because God is holy, and it happens that no sin is going to be appeared in heaven. There's people that they, can you imagine that there's people that call themselves Christians and they think that Christ sinned? Hello? He's stolen in our churches today by people that they don't have but an empty gospel. We need the gospel that really brings the truth about who Christ is. Okay, let's go good now to Luke. Gospel according to Luke. Now we're going to Luke here. Luke chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. Verses 9 to 11. Remember that an empty gospel is not going to talk about salvation, not going to talk about redemption, it's not going to talk about Christ. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse number
9.
9-11. The axe is already at the root of the tree. In every tree not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came. Luke chapter 2?
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with any of those. Okay. Here we go. The shepherds and the angels. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Shepherds out there in the fields, and all of a sudden, an angel appeared to them. And they were frightened. Can you imagine an apparition of an angel right now? Got one. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Nobody thinks that. That is something supernatural. That's the thing. Because it's not the norm. Then it happens that we are startled. And the first thing that the angel says, do not be afraid. Because of you is born a Savior, Jesus the Messiah. Because that's what we need. We need a Savior. But then look what he says. Because the Lord God, when we see Christ as Lord and Savior, and we understand the message of the gospel, then it's a good news. Because God has dealt with our sin, through providing someone to take our place in the cross of Calvary. And it happens that because he's providing this substitute, it happens that he did it the way that it has to be done. Jesus Christ was a man. Ephesians 5 says that he was in heaven. He was equal to God. Somebody tells you that Jesus Christ is not God and that God is not a Trinity, go back to Scripture. Don't worry about what they say. If they cannot understand it, that's okay. Even if I cannot understand it or if I cannot explain it, I'm going to receive it as God says it. Because he's the one that shows himself. You know, there was an atheist that he was telling this to another scientist. And it happens that another scientist is a believer. And all the time, somebody comes and asks me, where does God come from? Do you hear that the statement? This is the question that he says, where does God come from? Do you see that he didn't say it come from, or he said comes in present tense? You know that he was captured from him by his own mouth because the wisdom of man got captured. Why present tense? Because he is. He is present, and it happens that even those that deny him had to confess it. You know, the good thing is that God came from himself. But how can that be? Because he's eternal. He's not subject to space, time, or matter. The rest of his spirit. But it happens that because he's not like us, we cannot understand it. But that doesn't mean that he's not there. That doesn't mean that he didn't know what he was doing. Oh, man, oops, I made a mistake. I have to redo this again. my plans, you know, even that I design all these things, it happens that when I was doing my plans, I didn't think about it.
You remember it. Remember it. I didn't have that.
And the first thing that when I heard that, I said, "Well, somebody forgot to tell the Lord Jesus Christ." Yeah. work. A man's work was his word. So why I am going to doubt that he's communicating that book, all of a sudden, he's going to be absent from me. He kept it simple. We are the ones that start with these words as technology. Human ethics, you know.
Because I'm an academic, you know what I'm saying? Guys, I'm going to, because the esoteric application of these are the other.
I know, brother. You know, let's stop on plain level. In plain English. And the one that we can understand what God says, because God is not the author of confusion. He's all the one that gets confused. Confused because we don't want to accept the truth of God. I want a God that loves me. He does already. He demonstrated in the cross of Calvary. Romans says that if this is the love of God demonstrated for us while we were sinners, Christ died. Another word that also Paul brought to us is this is a word saying that Christ came to save sinners, which I am the chief of them, Paul says. We start seeing what we got out of the strength happens that he has a special occasion for me. We're like an orchestra. You might be the vocal. And yeah, you might be the violin, the viola, the bass down here. Oh, you say it's bass. But God is the one that orchestrates things. It means he puts in positions every one of us to come and know his son, to live for him, the one that gave his life for us, so that for it happens that me as an instrument in the hands of God has to play my part. And I have to let them be the one that can kill. Isaiah was talking about the good time. In Luke, we can see the annunciation of the birth of our Lord. And if we can believe that today at churches that they don't believe in the virtue of conception and Jesus Christ, there's many that they say that Christ never existed. As a matter of fact, the Gospel of Oprah says that it's not Christ the person, but the Gospel of Oprah says that it's the Christ consciousness. The New Age comes with this idea. It's not New Age, I tell you. That's older than old, okay? That's since Babylon, the Tower of Babylon, when Semiramis and all that, those are practices. You know one of the things that happens? And it's sad to say it, but there's many people that believe in apparitions, and that's a miracle, and miracles happen, and there's deceptive miracles too. You know that Semiramis was called the Queen of Heaven, is that correct? Oh, hold on, there's a term that is being put to also somebody in these days, modern days, to be the Queen of Heaven. Co-equal with Jesus Christ. Paul's teachings. If I'm going to put my cross, I cannot put my trust in this future, this future. I cannot put my trust in Raphael.
Oh, that's the one.
I put my trust in the one that offered himself the perfect sacrifice. That's what was going to be that. Okay. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 51. You know that really was good that God made woman. Because if not, I wouldn't be completely what about the man that I am. You know, I asked him at the house, you know, where are my glasses? And Mary points out to me, you have a mom here. Isaiah 52, verse 13.
Isaiah, chapter 52, Isaiah, yes. Verse 13. Yes. See, my servant will act likewise. He will
will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Verse 14. This is their
We're going to go ahead and then find verse 8. We're going to read verse 8.
Now,
my servant is going to be lifted.
Yes.
Oh, what is that talking about? It's talking about the thing. Lifted up in the cross and lifted up to heaven where he belongs. But lifted up means that we're going to see. The message of the good news broke the father's heart. You think it was easy for the father to put his son in the cross of Calvary for sinners like you and me? I love what somebody said, talking about love. You know? I have one son. But Mary needed to have her boy, so her mama's boy, so we have a son. I tell you, there's no way in this world that I will sacrifice my son and don't get offended for any of you. But God did! Because his love was so great that he could not see himself without reconciliating his creation that he did for love. And then it was going to be wasted on him. I still don't understand. I still can't understand. I can't talk about it. I can't say what the word says. But I can't give the true definition of God's love. And sometimes I cannot even love myself. And he still loves me that way. What Pastor said is true. I hated God with a passion. But that didn't change his love for me. Because he's faithful. Isaiah 52.
You have the prophet Isaiah. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together. You ruins of Jerusalem, the Lord has comforted his people, and he has redeemed.
All the nations, all right? So interesting. Not only for all the nations, but it happens that his servant, that he was lifted up when he was in the cross of Calvary. Remember, those of you that have seen the Passion of the Christ, you saw how graphic it was, all right? Even that it was not completely biblical, but it does have the graphic part. Okay. Well, that's what Isaiah said. He was disfigured. He didn't even look like a human being. See, the message of the gospel, if God was willing to go all the way, you're going to be at peace with God. And I knew how it was. So I said, maybe these people make it sound so easy. Yeah, God made it easy for us. And it's not for a combination of making you feel God, but it's to make you feel completely assured. Nobody can put me out of the hands of my Father. You know, I belong to Him because one day I believe of what He said about Himself. That's what you have to do, to believe. What God says about Himself, that's the gospel. That's the good news. Not this other gospel of you are going to be okay, and then you're going to get your results then, because if you give to these people $1,000, it's not like you're going to receive $100 in return. And you see all these charlatans that are everywhere now, really just living for themselves, just explaining to you that what happens is that people are going to do it. Living in a false world. The world that we gave. And if we are not affirmed and structured in the rock of our foundation, that is Jesus Christ. You know that if you try to get this gift at your own strength and your own expenses, you cannot do it. It's not being good. What makes us a Christian? It's being a Christian is what makes us good. You see what I'm saying? It's the other way around. I was created in Christ for good works. And my good works are going to show if I am truly a newborn believer. When we were reading Luke, it says that the ash was at the root of the tree. Is that right? Talk something about fruits. Now, let's not get legalistic to a point here, okay? Because me as a preacher, I would like to everybody produce 100%. But Jesus Christ just shut my mouth and He showed me better than that. He said that some are going to be 30, some are going to be 60, and some are going to be 100. And Jesus Christ, I am divine. My father is the husband. And what happens is that those are things that the branches. What is the purpose of healing? That's what I'm talking about. We get those over God, we're not going to be living the life as we did before. We're going to be transformed. So all of a sudden, God, the Father comes and heals us. To produce what? More fruit. The fruitful life is the one that we have to look. Not the life that we think that God has given us to live. Because see, we carry different than me. You can see that. You can see all the way. You know what I'm saying? But what happens is that God uses scripture as He fits. But you know that the relationship of preacher with Christ has to be the same relationship that I have with Christ in order that we can just. I know the message that the Lord gave Pastor Ron. There cannot be no church because there's a lot of people that say, oh, my church, and my church, and my church. Now it's a group of people that they just congregate socially and they entertain themselves instead of worshiping God. You know, there cannot be no church if there's no head, and the head of the church is Christ. That's the important thing. If we see Christ, it happens that then we can have all the we're in Christ, it happens that we can operate in the power of the Spirit. Because that's the purpose intended of the gift in the body of Jesus. But it doesn't matter if you come and be over anybody. If we don't accomplish the message of the gospel and the love of God, be able to express the agape love, the one that I cannot wait for something in return from Tom or from Laura, the one that I have to give. You know that Jesus Christ says that it's better to give than to receive. instead of you. It's not that you cannot have the love of God, it's how you are willing to receive the gift of God, the one that tells you the message of the gospel of Christ. This is for each and every one that wants to really come and know God for who He is. It's for each and every one who is willing to say, I am a sinner and I need a Savior. He's the one that I say, Lord, because I'm a sinner and I need a Savior, I just want to live for you. But because it happens that I cannot do this on my own, I need your Lordship in my life so I can just yield to your Holy Spirit and submit to your will. So I can live a life that pleases you. Wow. That's the gospel. The gospel is not any other way but the gift of Christ. And when we contemplate the sacrifice, that brings us to repentance. And when we come to see Christ, we receive. Life that we live, as Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Therefore, I know.